兄姐妹平安。
Peace with you, brothers and sisters.
今天人少了一大半了。
We know more than half are not here today.
这是个好事还是一个坏事？
Is this a good thing or not that good?
这是个好事。
It's a good thing.
我上个月到这个地方讲道以后，回去以后我就得到 COVID-19。
So the last time I preached here, after that, I got COVID-19.
感谢主，我现在好了。
But I thank the Lord that I feel much better.
我又可以为主，来侍奉他了。
So that I can continue to serve the Lord.
我希望大家要注意。
I hope you will be cautious.
特别是年纪大的。
Especially if you are seniors.
尽量出外的时候戴上口罩。
Do your best to wear a mask when you go out.
现在的 COVID-19 发病率升高了。
The COVID case is surging again.
要注意一些这个 social distance, 要注意这个社交距离。
So you should pay attention on social distance.
要洗手。
Wash your hands.
我们身体要靠自己来保护。
We have to, our health is up to, is on us.
阿们吧。
阿们。
我们今天教会分两个地方聚会。
Today, our church, are worshiping at two separate locations.
一个是在山上。
One is at the mountain.
一个就是在我们这个主堂。
The other one is inside this main sanctuary.
为什么有人上山去敬拜呢？
Why are there some people worshiping on the mountain?
因为这两个长老把同工们带上山上，要在那边举行两天的退休会。
Because our elders brought some of our co-workers to the mountain and to hold a two-day retreat.
中国的退休就是 retired 和 retreat 就是退休会呢，他们的发音是一样的，但是意思是不同的。
那 in Chinese, retired and the retreat in Chinese, they have the same pronunciation but totally different meanings.
这个什么叫退休呢？
What is retired?
退休呢，就是呢，到了一定的年龄，这个呢，年纪大了，或者呢，是因为受伤了，不能工作了，那么就退出了工作的岗位，在家里头。
So, what is retire? Retirement.Means that according to the regulation of the state or country, some workers quit their job due to their age or because of the physical incapacity. Some of us here are retired.
那什么是退休会呢？
Now, what is retreat?
那是教会面对世俗的价值观的冲击而选择一个宁静的环境，组织一些同工，专注身心灵在信仰的建造，与神建立一个更亲密的关系。
Now, what is retreat? Retreat is, faced with the impact of worldly values, the church chose a quiet environment, organized some co-workers, focused on the building of faith in body, mind, and spirit, and establish a closer relationship with God.
退休会呢，是我们主耶稣首创的。
Now, retreat actually was initially established by our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣带领了彼得、约翰等那些第一批的信徒，把他们带到山上去。
The Lord Jesus brought the first batch of believers, which is Paul and Peter.
John.
And John. Peter and John. To the mountain.
给他们呢, 给他们讲解天国的宪章, 又称为这个登山宝训, 这个呢是在马太福音5到7章上讲的。
He explained to his disciples about the charter of the kingdom of heaven, and also known as the Sermon on the Mount.
这是天国公民的生活信仰的法则。
This is a law of life and a faith for citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
下山以后, 这些门徒呢, 就成为神国的精兵。
After returning, his disciples became the elite of the heavenly kingdom.
他们又担起, 就担当起神给他们的重任。
They carry out the responsibilities that God has given to them.
去建立教会,
to build the church.
把福音推到地极,
to spread the gospel, gospel to the extreme of, to the end of the earth.
所以说我们今天, 哦, 我们在座的是盼望这两个长老 在山上所举办的, 啊, 举行的这个退休会回来以后, 会给我们教会带来复兴。
So, yes, and so our hope or our expectation for this retreat is we're hoping that after the return from the retreat, they will bring our church, they will bring our church the spiritual revival.
一定会有一个复兴。
I know there must be a revival.
面对了这个退休会，我非常的感慨。
When we talk about the retreat, I'm very emotional.
我就想起了一句圣经。
And I thought about a Bible verse.
在前的将要在后，在前的将要在后。
Which is, many who are first will be last, and the last first.
如果在过去，这个退休会我是一定会去的。
If it was years back, I must attend the retreat.
但是现在力所不及，不能参加了。
But now, I don't think I'm physically capable, and so I don't think I will be able to join the retreat.
大家知道廉颇吧？ 这个春秋战国有个廉颇，一个大将军，他说了一句话：“廉颇老矣。”
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the general back in Chunqiu Dynasty.
Yeah.
And his name was 廉颇, and what he said was 廉颇 is old.
我现在老了。
I'm the same. I am old.
只能在后面了。
So I have to remain the last.
我今天跟大家讲的主题呢，是在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后。
So today's topic is the last shall be first and the first shall be last.
我们大家做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，今天是你的日子。
Lord, today is your day.
全天下你的儿女今天都会聚集在一起敬拜和赞美你。
All your children under this under your heaven and gathering together to worship you.
使你的福音广传。
And so your gospel will spread out.
你的国度能够不断地扩展。
So your kingdom will also be spread out.
今天请你赐下话语。
We ask you give give your word to us today.
作为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So your word might be our might be the light in our it might be the light for us.
我们使我们前进有方向有力量。
So it can be the directions and the power for us to move forward.
我们的属灵的生命能够长进， 使你的心能够得到满足。
So our spiritual life will continue to grow, and we will be able to satisfy your heart.
使你的名能够得到荣耀。
So your name will be glorified.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我来念，这个先念一下这个马太福音。二十章一到七节，我念啊。天国好像一个家族，清早出去雇请工人到他的葡萄园工作，他和工人讲定了一天的工钱是一个银币，然后派他们到葡萄园去。大约九点钟，他又出去，看见还有人闲站在街市上，就对他们说：“你们也到葡萄园来吧，我会给你们合理的工钱。”他们就去了。约在正午和下午三点钟，他又出去，也是这样。下午五点钟左右，他再出去，看见还有人站着，就问他们：“你们为什么整天站在这里，不去做工？”他们回答：“没有人用我们。”他说：“你们也到葡萄园来吧。”我们先来看看啊，第一步，我们看看，这是一个耶稣讲的一个比喻啊。我们来看看这个比喻当中的人物啊。
Now let's look into the this. As we know, this is a parable, and let's look into the characters in this parable.
这个家族呢，是代表的就是主耶稣自己，他是一个天国的王。
Now in this parable.The master represents Jesus Christ himself. He's the, he's the king of the heaven.
这个葡萄园呢，它就是比喻是教会，就是天国在地上的工厂。
And the vineyard represents the church, the kingdom of the kingdom of the heavens workshop on the earth.
我们看看这个家主。
Let's look at the owner or the master.
家族是一个做工的人，他也不愿意看见有一个人闲站。
So the owner of the house is also a worker, and he does not want to see a person standing idle.
他从早到晚不断地主动到这个市场上去寻找工人。
He goes to the marketplace to search for the workers from the morning to the night.
他知道人的需要，他也知道人的难处。
He knows what.The people need what the people need, and also, he also knows the struggles that the people face.
这个家族呢，他有丰丰富富，有恩典，公平地对待每一个人。
This master is rich. This master is rich and generous, and he treats everybody fairly.
他不计较代价，他是需要人。能够跟他同工。
He does not care what he needs. He has to sacrifice. What he desires is the people will co-work with him.
无论什么人，只要他愿意，他都能够接受。
It doesn't matter who you are, and as long as you're willing, he will take you.
无论什么人，他做工能够做多少，这个工价都是一样的。
It doesn't matter how much you can do, and the wage is the same.
我们再来看看这个受雇用的人。
Let's look at the employed person.
这些人就是蒙召侍奉神的弟兄姐妹。
The workers here represents the brothers and sisters who are called by Jesus Christ.
就是我们在座的已经信主的人。
Which also include the ones here who are believers already.
这些工人呢，他是啊，有早上六点钟，早上九点钟，有十二点钟，下午三点、五点，分别被雇用的。
These workers were hired at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 12 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m.
它这个含义有三种。
This contains three meanings.
它第一个就是说，我们信徒分别是可能是从童年，有这个童年实际上就是青少年、青年、成年、老年、末年进入教会的。
Now, first, it symbolizes that believers enter the church from different stages, such as childhood, youth, adulthood, old age, and twilight years.
我问问你们大概是什么时候进入教会的？
Now, I want to ask when you guys come to church.
不一样的，每个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
按照这个说法呢，我呢是接近中午的时候，就是接近十二点的时候加入教会的。
So according to this, for me, I came to church around noon.
有的人年轻人都不在了嘛。
So we don't have many youth here today.
你们就来的比较早了。
Now, the younger ones I know, they came to church much earlier.
还有第二个是进入本教会的时间的长短来看。
The second is judging from the length of time you have joined the church.
我们这个教会的创建者和跟这个牧者一起来经历受过磨练的人，他们是早上六点钟进入主的葡萄园。
Now, I know the founder of the church and the co-founders or the believers who started this church together with the founders or the pastors, those people, they came to church at 6 a.m.
以后陆续进入这个教会，然后来侍奉、来奉献的这些人呢，是早上九点到下午三点钟左右进入葡萄园的，来到教会的。
Now the ones after them who came to church is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
啊，等这个教会房子也盖好了，什么也都有了，这个时候才进教会的人呢，大概是下午三点到五点钟。
Now the ones who came to church after the church was fully established.Is the ones who came between 3 to 5 p.m.
刚刚信主和刚刚来到这个教会的，大概是晚上五点钟来到这个教会的。
So the new, after that, the new, if you're new believers or you just came to church not too long ago, then you belong to that 5 p.m. group.
按照这个说法呢，我大概是下午五点钟来到这个教会的。
So according to this, I think I probably came to church around 5 p.m.
对教会基本上没做什么奉献。
So I don't think I did much for our church here.
这是第二个含义，我们看看第三个含义。
Now let's look into the third perspective.
我们从世界教会的历史来看。
Let's look into the world church history.
使徒还有初期教会，就是早上六点的时候来到主的教这个葡萄园。
So, from the perspective of the world and church history, the apostles and the early church came to the Lord's vineyard at 6 a.m.
中世纪，马丁路德和加尔文等创建教会。是大概是中午十二点进入主的葡萄园的。
Now the church is founded by Martin Luther and Calvin entered the Lord's vineyard around 12 noon.
马丁路德和加尔文大家知道吧
？Are you familiar with Martin Luther and Calvin?
然后他的跟随者大概就分别是从中午十二点。到下午五点这个期间进入这个葡萄园。
than their followers enter the Lord's vineyard around during the period of 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
大概是在十九世纪之前。
So it should be before the 19th century.
最后就是我们现在的这个教会。
So finally,
这个时代的教会。
Finally, this is the church of our current time.
包括我们的教会。
Including our church.
是二十世纪和二十一世纪的教会。
So the church from 20th century and 21st century.
是下午五点钟的教会。
It's the 5 p.m. in church.
所以说我们现在的教会大部分是下午五点钟的教会，我们大部分人都是下午五点钟的信徒。
So we're all 5 p.m. churches and 5 p.m. believers.
这个是从这个时间上面有这个三重不同的含义。
So this is according to the timeline.
好，我们来看看这个比喻的第一个启示侍奉。
So let's look into the first inspiration from the parable, which is serving.
第一个侍奉是必须的，不可闲站。
First of all, serving is a must. You cannot stand idle.
在这个比喻当中两次提到凡是不进入葡萄园做工的人都是闲站的人。
It was mentioned in this parable twice.
神不要我们。
As long as you don't enter the vineyard to work, you are standing idle.
神不要我们闲站，神要我们做工，神有他所规定的工作的范围，葡萄园。
God does not want us to stand idle. He wants us to work. He has a scope of work for us already, which is the vineyard.
也许你说你很忙，你一点也不空闲，但是你在哪里忙呢？你若不在葡萄园里做工，那么和闲站有什么两样呢？你若不是生活在神的旨意里，那就不管你做了多少，从神来看，你还是闲站。
Maybe you will say you're not busy, but you're not free. But you're not free at all. But where are you busy? If you're not working in the vineyard, what is the difference between standing idle? If you are not living God's will, no matter how much you do, in God's eyes, you are still standing idle.
我们是盲人呢，还是闲站的人呢？
So, are we busy people or are we standing idle?
这是给我们的第一个启示。
So this is the first inspiration.
他也谈到了侍奉的机会。
It also talked about opportunities to serve.
这个主人，他五次到外面去寻找工人。
This master,goes out five times to search for workers.
他是给工人，他是给人工作的机会。
He is giving you the opportunities to work.
他是使那些闲站的人呢，给他们的恩典。
This is the grace that he's trying to give the ones who are standing idle.
他不是为了自己。
It's not for himself.
他完全是使我们在他工作上有份。
What he wants is we can participate in his work.
将来也在他的荣耀当中有份。
So we can also share his glory in the future.
神在这个地方提醒我们。
God is reminding us here.
我们要把每天的工作和生活看作为侍奉神的一个机会。
He's reminding us to, He's reminding us that on our each daily life and work, we should treat it as the opportunity to serve the Lord.
我们的首要任务就是要使福音广传，故此勤力的工作就不仅是一种责任，也不仅仅是一个顺服的要求， 乃是对基督所赐机会的感恩。
So our priority is to spread the gospel. Hard work then is not merely a duty or a requirement of obedience, but a thankfulness for the opportunity that Christ has given.
他又谈到了侍奉的态度。
It also talked about the attitude of serving.
有三种人，有三种不同的态度。
There are three kinds of attitude.
第一个是为到工钱侍奉的人。
The first is you serve for the wages.
是最早的那一批人。
That's the earliest group.
为什么他们是为了工钱侍奉呢？
Why do we say that they serve for the wages?
因为他们跟主人讨价还价。
Because they bargain with the master.
然后定了一个契约。
And they sign the contract.
这样他才去工作。
Then, after that, they are willing to work.
他们是为了自己的好处而侍奉神。
They serve the Lord for their own benefits.
第二个是因信靠主而侍奉的。
Second group is they serve because they trust the Lord.
他们是第二、第三、第四批进到葡萄园工作的人。
They're the ones who enter the vineyard on the second, third, and fourth groups.
他们没有跟主人签约。
They didn't sign the contract with the master.
当他们听见园主说：“你们也进葡萄园去。”所当的我必给你们时，他们就信而顺服地进去工作了。
When they heard the master was telling them to come to, go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they entered.
他们认为侍奉乃是人应当尽的本分。
They believe serving is your is our responsibility.
他们是因信靠而侍奉。
They serve because they trust and they believe.
第三个是存感恩的心而侍奉的。
The third group, they serve with a grateful heart.
这是最后一批的人，进葡萄园的人。
This is the last group who entered the vineyard.
他们不做工是因为没有人雇他们。
They didn't work because nobody hired them.
一有机会，他们的心是何等的感激。
But once they got they received the opportunity, they were very excited and grateful.
后来又发现主人给他们的工钱远远超过他们所求所想的。
Later on, they discovered that what the master gave to them was far beyond what they desired.
他们就更加的感恩。
They became more grateful.
他们是以侍奉主为恩典的人。
So this group people is the ones that see consider serving with a grateful heart.
这三种态度不是因为进入侍奉的时间的早和晚，乃是代表他们对侍奉的认识和态度。
These three attitudes are not due to the time when they enter the service.But represent their understanding and attitude towards the service.
我们今天来教会有早有晚。
Today we arrived church. Some arrived church early, and some arrived church later.
我们对主的侍奉的态度怎么样呢？
But how about our attitude towards serving the Lord?
我们再来看。这个比喻的第二个启发就是神国的分配方式。
Let's look into the second inspiration from the parable, the distribution method of the kingdom of God.
我们请你来念一下这个这段经文。
And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages."Beginning with the last up to the first. And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now, when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius.
下午五点钟才被雇到的工人是什么人呢？
So what are those people who were hired at 5 p.m.?
他们是失败的人。
They are the losers.
是这个社会上面被遗弃的人。
They are the they are the forgotten ones from the societies.
是大家不要的人。
They are the unpopular ones that nobody wants.
可能他们的能力、他们的体力、可能他们的智力等等方面，他们可能有缺陷。
They might have physical or mental or intellectual deficits.
没有人要他们。
Nobody wants them.
但是主人却说：“来来来，进我的葡萄园里面来工作。”
But this master told them, "Come, come, come.Enter my vineyard to work."
我们世人的这个分配是什么呢？分配的原则是什么呢？
Now, what is the principle according to this world about distribution?
我们世人认为一个所理解的平等的分配是第一个是以个人的权利来分配。
So the distribution according to this world is distribute according to the individual rights.
有权利他就可以分配。
If you have the rights, you can get the distribution.
以个人的努力来分配，得到分配。
Or based on personal efforts.
以个人对社会的奉献。来分配
or based on the individual's contribution to the society.
以个人的业绩来分配
or based on the individual performance.
以个人的优点来分配
or according to personal merit.
以个人的需要来分配
or according distribution according to personal needs.
大家觉得这个认识对不对啊？
What do you think?Do you think it is right?
我们再看一看。
Let's review it again.
这个分配合理不合理啊？合理。
Does this the methods of the distribution sounds fair?
公平吗？
Is it fair or reasonable?
合理吗？
Is it reasonable?
有的点头。
Someone nodding your head.
有没有摇头的？
I don't see anybody shaking.
好像没有人摇头。
Nobody's shaking his head.
特别是以个人的需要来分配。
Especially this one, distribute according to personal needs.
资本主义哦，刚才一个封建主义、资本主义、社会主义、共产主义。
So.Feudalism, capitalism, socialism, and communism.
的分配原则。
Their principles of distribution.
我们这个美国是资本主义。
So America is a capitalism.
它就是按劳分配的。
So they distribute according to personal effort.
共产主义还没有，但是共产主义认为是按需分配。
Now, there's no communism yet, but communism believes distribute according to personal needs.
好不好?
Is that good?
按需分配,你想要什么?
Whatever you want.
你就有什么,好不好?
You will get it. Is that good?
这个分配,我刚才讲的,这个实际上是以人为本。以个人为中心的分配。
So in fact, this kind of distribution is people-oriented and individual-centered.
天国的这种分配呢，这种分配并不公平，它不能够使人都能够得到应得的。
So this kind of distribution, it in fact is not fair and not everyone will be able to receive what they deserve.
而且它会促使人更加的贪婪，去追求更多的物质的享受。
And this also will enhance human beings being greedy, and they will keep wanting more and more.
造成两极分化。
This will also, separate the people into two groups in extreme.
穷人更穷，富人更富。
The poor will be poorer, the rich will be richer.
现在的社会就是这个样。
And at this current time, it's exactly like this.
是不是这样？
Is that right?
天国分配的方式是什么？
So what is the distribution method of heavenly kingdom?
这个比喻给我们展示了天国的分配的方式。
This parable tells us exactly the method of the distribution from the heavenly kingdom.
主在这段经文显示了与世人截然不同的分配的方式，它是以神为主，以神的旨意为本的分配的方式。
So in this passage, the Lord shows us a completely different ways of distribution from distribution. It is a distribution method based on God and God's will.
在天国里，人的能力可能有大小，只要你是不闲散的，只要你是不是为了。
So in God's kingdom, there are some people might be more capable, or there are some people might be less capable. But as long as you are not standing an idol, as long as you are not for your own benefits,
只要你顺服和忠心侍奉主,
as long as you are obedient and you serve the Lord faithfully.
人人都可以得到神相同的恩典。
Each of us will receive the same grace from the Lord.
这个是合理的，而且是公平的。
Which is reasonable and also fair.
弟兄姐妹，天国的分配的原则跟我们地下的分配的原则是不一样的。
So the method of distribution is totally different in Lord's kingdom.Between Lord's kingdom and this earth.
所以说弟兄姐妹,
So brothers and sisters,
我们现在世上现在的一切的东西都是不合理的。
So what we have in this world, nothing is reasonable.
我们不能够以淫私的心态来侍奉神。
We cannot serve the Lord with a profit-making mentality.
整本圣经就是在讲恩典。
So the entire book is talking about the grace.
第一个，你是坏人，你是罪人。
First, you are a bad person, you are a sinner.
第二个，你遇见了好事，你遇见了恩典。
Second, you encountered good things.You receive grace.
我们大家都感觉到自己是个好人。
Each of us feels like we're good people.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人都是罪人。
But brothers and sisters, each of us is sinner.
如果按照劳分配，按人的需要来分配，按人的能力来分配的话，就没有一个人能够有资格来侍奉神。我们能侍奉神是由于神的恩典。
If we distribute according to our work, according to people's needs, or according to our ability, no one is qualified to serve the Lord. Our ability to serve the Lord is due to God's grace.
我们不能用我们所拥有的去交换神的恩典，神的赦免， 以及在神国当中的地位。
You cannot exchange what you have for God's grace or God's forgiveness and your place in the kingdom of God.
按劳分配，按需分配，不是天国的方式，也不是恩典的奥秘。
Distribute according to your effort or according to your needs. It's not, they're not the method of the kingdom. It's also not the mystery of grace.
今天希望大家啊，听到这个信息的，我们好好的来思考一下，我们这个社会上的这个分配的原则。
I'm hoping that after you hear this message,And we can think carefully and think thoroughly about the methods that the methods of distribution in this world.
这是以人为本的，以人为中心的分配的原则。
It's the distribution, which is the distribution is pretty much people oriented or individual centered.
天国是以神为本，以神的意志为本。
Kingdom is The distribution of the kingdom is God's God oriented and God's will centered.
我们再来看看这个预言的第三个启示，就是恩典不可以拿来比较。
Let's look the fourth inspiration. Grace cannot be compared.
好，我来念啊。最先做工的人也来了，以为会多得一点，但每个人也是领到一个银币。他们领到之后，就埋怨家主说：“我们整天在烈日之下劳苦，这些后来的人只工作了一个小时，你却给他们跟我们一样的工钱。”家主回答他们中的一个说：“朋友，我并没有亏待你。”
The master answered one of them. He says, "Friend, I did not mistreat you."
你我不是讲定了一个银币吗？
Did we not agree for one denarius?
弟兄姐妹，这个地方就有一个差别出来了。
So there's a comparison here.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
恩典是给那些不配的人，而不是给那些配得的人。
Grace is for those who are undeserved, not for the ones who are deserving.
恩典不可比较。如果你明白了什么是恩典，你就明白了恩典有一个特点，就是不可比较。可以比较的就不叫做恩典。恩典不可以拿来比较，因为恩典比公平更好。
Grace is incomparable. If you understand what grace is, you will understand that grace has a characteristic which is incomparable. And what is comparable is not called grace. Grace is not to be compared, for grace is better than justice.
先请你来念这个。
Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?
主耶稣说他是他的东西。这个东西指的是什么呢？
Now the Lord Jesus said it was his.Do you know what does he refer to?
就是指的是恩典，就是指天国分配方式是按主的旨意的。
This refers to grace and refers to the distribution of the heavenly kingdom is according to the will of the Lord.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
难道我不可以照自己的主意用我的财物吗？还是因为我忍气，你就嫉妒呢？什么是嫉妒？
What is jealousy?
有人给他定义，就是因为别人的优越而折射反射出自己的缺陷所引起来的愤怒的情绪。
So what is jealousy? Jealousy is the anger that caused from somebody's superiority, which reflect your shortcomings or your weakness.
嫉妒是每个人都有的。
Everybody has jealousy.
我们在座的每个人也都有。
And everyone here also has jealousy.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
啊，很谦卑。
Very humble.
没有比较，就没有嫉妒，就没有伤害。
If there's no comparison, there will be no jealousy and no harm.
我们这个世界上之所以会出问题，一个很大的原因就是什么？就是在比较。
The reason this world has so many problems, I guess one of the biggest reasons is jealousy. I don't have time to talk about this today.
从圣经从头到尾，我们都可以看到这个啊，比较，它就会产生嫉妒，就会产生罪。
So we can also see from the beginning to the end of the Bible, as long as there's comparison. Comparison, there's jealousy and there's sin.
我们在座的夫妻，有的人认为我的老公呢蛮好的。
The couples who are sitting here today, some wives might think that my husband is very good already.
你来到教会一看别人的老公，哎呀，这个老公比我的老公好。
Once you come to church, you might realize and you might see that somebody else's husband is better than my own husband.
有人呢觉得自己的 wife 呢，比较温柔，比较顺服。
So some of you might think that yeah, my wife is very tender and very obedient or submissive.
来到教会一看，哇，这个人比我的太太更要温柔，更要顺服。
And once you come to church, you might realize or see somebody else's wife is even better than your own wife.
本来呢，你的生活啊，这种收入，你都觉得这个生活过得不错。
Initially, you were satisfied with your what you received and what you have for your life.
当你看到别人，他突然发了大财了。这个时候你就感觉到心里头就不是一个滋味了，就感到嫉妒了。
But once if you see somebody who became rich all of a sudden, or if they're richer than you, you don't feel good.
人在比较当中就会发生问题。
So the problem is created because of comparison.
我们这个地方年纪大的啊，你们有没有参加过同学会啊？
So the older ones here,
有没有？
Have you attend any class reunion?
今天早上2点钟。
This morning at 2 a.m.
我在大陆的大学生大学校友会在今天啊，在厦门啊，我大学在上海。今天是在厦门举纪念入学60周年纪念。
So, my college classmates from Shanghai, today they are gathering together in Xiamen to celebrate the 60th of entering college.
我那一节有200多人。
My class has had over 200 students.
现在呢，有五十多个人带上他们的家属，大概有一百个人参加。
So today, there are about 50 of them, and along with their spouses. So total about 100 people are attending this reunion.
这个校友会啊，尤其年纪大的，召开的有好处，也没有好处。
So this type of class reunion for seniors, you know, there are some benefits, but there are also some disadvantages.
好处嘛，就是这一下见个面。
So the benefits are we can all see each other.
坏处是什么呢？一见了面呢，就比较了。
So what is the disadvantage? It is, you know, once they see each other, they compare.
呀，他做的怎么样？我做的怎么样？
We're comparing how he does, how I am doing.
比较自己的儿女。
They compare the children.
比较自己的孙子孙女。
They compare their grandkids.
越比呢，有的人高兴，有的人呢一比呢，他就心里都不舒服。
So after this non-ending comparisons, some people feel happy and some people might be upset.
有的人认为呢，在学校的时候，我哪一点不比你强啊
？Some people would even think, when we were at school, I was superior to than you all the time.
弟兄姐妹啊
，Brothers and sisters,
不要攀比
，Do not compare.
神给每个人的恩典，这是神的主权，我们就是领受就好了。
It is God'sIt is God's right to give each of us grace. What we need to do is just to receive the grace.
但是是不是要比较呢
？But do we want to compare? Do we need to compare?
如何比较
？If we do compare, how should we compare?
保罗也在比较。
Paul also compares.
保罗他是说什么呢？你们要看别人比我强。
Paul says, "You have to see other people are better than yourself." Or, in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
但是呢，彼得他是怎么看自己呢？他说他在罪人当中，我是个罪魁。
But Paul considered himself as a sinner, and he refers himself, he's the foremost of the sinners, among the sinners.
保罗在信主之前，他是迫害基督徒的。
Before Paul believed in Jesus Christ,
他认为他自己是一个罪魁。
He actually was trying to destroy Jesus. He thinks, now he thinks he's the foremost.
保罗是一个明白恩典的人，他是一个活在恩典当中的人，因此他就去掉了嫉妒，就觉得先来或是后来的都有一个硬币，多拿一个硬币，这都是恩典。
Paul was a man who understood grace and lived in grace. Therefore, he got rid of jealousy. He felt that whether the person who came first or who came last received a silver coin, it was a blessing.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们要比较，比较是人家比我强，我呢是不如人家，我是一个罪魁。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we want to compare, we should consider others are more significant than us.And we are the, we should compare this way that we are the foremost among the sinners.
我们再来看最后一个啊，这个比喻当中的第四个启发。
Let's look at the last point.
在后的将在前，在前的将在后。
The last will be first, and the first will be last.
教会里头有一个。 在教会里面有一个奇怪的事情。
There's a strange thing in the church.
九点钟进院子的人呢，就成了嫉妒的一帮人。
The one who entered the garden at the 9 o'clock became a group of jealous people.
哎，他们最早进去的，成了嫉妒的一群人。
The one who entered the earliest became the group of jealous people.
一间教会继续向前的阻碍啊，教会向前的前进的阻碍，通常是来自这间教会当中的老会友这个群体。
Now the obstacles preventing church from moving forward is usually from the older group of this church.
福音运动继续往前走的阻碍，也通常是这场福音运动当中已经成为领袖的那些人。
Now, the obstacles stop the gospels moving forward is usually from the leaders of this gospel movement.
这是2000年来任何一间教会都摆脱不了的一个现象。
This is a phenomena that during the past 2000 years, none of the church can get rid of it.
主耶稣所说，这个在前的和在后的，这些人都是跟从主的人。
Now those who were first or last that Jesus said were the followers of the Lord.
我们人的未来是掌握在神的手中。
Man's future is in the hand of is in the hands of God.
我们不要以为我们已经得到了。
Don't think that you've already gained.
而且完全了。
Or you are already complete.
我们无论是在前在最后，都是神的恩典。
Whether you're the first or the last, it's all God's grace.
人的未来是掌握在神的手中。有些人原来走在前面的，到后来反而落后了。
Man's future is in God's hand. Some people who might be the first initially, but they might fall behind.
这个比喻可能是针对彼得的。
This parable is directed to Peter.
我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
看了，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你。将来我们要得什么呢？
We have left everything to follow you. What then will we have?
这是彼得在马太福音19:27讲的话。
So this is what Peter says in Matthew 19:27.
这也反映了我们的心声。
This is also reflected what our thoughts
are. 我们已经侍奉主了，我们能得什么呢？
We are already serving the Lord. What we can gain?
彼得。他不仅是第一批的使徒，而且他是居首位的使徒。
Peter is not just among the first; is not just one of the first disciples. He actually was the first disciple.
彼得说的这句话表明他是一个属灵的财主，可以炫耀自夸的。他可以跟主讨价还价。
What Peter said showed that he was a spiritual rich man who could show off and boast and bargain with the Lord.
我们所以能够撇下所有的来跟从主，其实乃是由于神的引导和爱，这是神的恩典，所以应当归荣耀给主。
The reason why we are able to leave everything behind and follow the Lord is actually due to God's guidance and love. This is the God's grace, so we should give glory to God.
我们在座的有的人做了多，做了少，我们可能会不会说神给的我的可能就会多一点，可能就会少一点呢？
Now among us, some do more and some do less. Is it possible that you might think that since I do more, God will give me more, or since I do less, God will give less?
这个比喻是针对犹大的。
This parable is also direct at Judas.
权力会使人腐败，世人如此，教会也如此。那些起初就蒙主的呼召，三年来日日夜夜鞍前马后跟着耶稣，掌握钱财的犹大，他比我们在座的任何一个人都在前，但是他沉沦了。比下午五点钟都没有找到的工作的人都在后了。
Power corrupts both in the world and in the church. Judas, who was called by the Lord from the beginning and followed Jesus day and night for 3 years, and who was in charge of money, was ahead of any of us here. But he has sunk, and he is behind the people.Who have not found a job at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
犹大原来在前，现在到了后了。
Judah was the first, but now he was the last.
这也是针对我们当代的教会。
This is also aimed at our contemporary church.
韩国有一座全世界最大的教会，人数达到70万。其创造人是赵永基牧师。
Now there's a largest church in Korea, and it has 700,000 members.
赵永基大家听过吧
？The founder of the church is Pastor 赵永基。
听过没有
？Have you heard about him?
听过的举下手。
If you've heard of him, please raise your hand.
很少，很少。他创造这个教会。有70万人。
He established, he built this church, and there were 700,000 members.
不是七万。
Not 70,000.
七十万。
It's 700,000.
在2002年，他利用主任牧师的职权，贪污，而且被判处3年有期徒刑，缓期5年，罚款50亿韩币。
So in 2002, he took advantage of his position as senior pastor and committed a corruption and was sentenced to 3 years in prison, suspended for 5 years and fined 5 billion Korean currency.
实际上在现在的教会，在我们美国现在的教会，也屡有发生这样的事情。
And I know there are similar events also happening in American churches nowadays.
所以说呢，一个基督徒在天国他排列的先后的次序，不是根据他跟从主的时间先后长短，不是根据他在教会的地位，而是当神赐给他。机会的时候，他是否抓住了机会，还要看他对主表现是否忠心，以及他对神敬畏的态度来衡量。
The order of a Christian in the kingdom of heaven is not based on the length of time he has followed the Lord, nor on his status in the church.But on whether he seizes the opportunity when God gives him the opportunity, he is measured by his faithfulness to the Lord and by his fear of God.
好，我们大家来祷告。
Let's pray together.
无论我们得救的年日多久
，Doesn't matter how long ago we were saved.
属灵的资历有多深
？How mature we are spiritually.
声望有多高？
Or how reputated we are.
恩赐有多大
？Or how much grace we received.
如果你今天是停留不追求主，就必变为在后的。
But if you stopped today and you stop pursuing God, you will become the last.
相反，如果你得救的日子年日短。
But in contrary, even though you were saved, not too long ago.
属灵的资历前。
You might not be mature yet spiritually.
恩典没有显明出来。
Or your grace
恩赐没有显明出来。
Or your grace has not shown it to you fully.
但你的心却是火热的爱主。
But your heart is so zealous, and your heart loves the Lord.
竭力地追求认识主，经历主。
You are making your best effort to know God, to experience God.
殷勤地侍奉主。
You are serving the Lord diligently.
你就会渐渐地超前。
Then you will move forward gradually.
主啊，求你提醒我们。
Lord, we ask you to remind us.
我们侍奉你是一份恩典。
Remind us that we save you is because of your grace.
求你使我们无论是先来的还是后来的。
We ask that whether we're the last or we're the first.
我们都能够更加的亲近你，经历你。
We all can be close to you, and we all can, we can experience you.
专心地仰望你。
So we can look you up.
直到主来。
Until you come one day.
蒙你的赏赐。
So we will receive your blessings.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.